This hour of the Alex Jones podcast brought to you by FakeTV.com. FakeTV is the burglar deterrent that makes it look like you're home watching television. Don't be a burglary victim. Go to FakeTV.com. Order a fake TV for just $29.95 and shipping is free.
Big Brother means government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Dispatching four reporters as we speak right now on a nonstop flight from Austin, Texas to Marietta, California, where the federal government has openly announced they're dispatching riot police to go after the terrorist, a.k.a. the American people, that would dare stand there as Homeland Security, as I've always said, designed to implode our sovereignty, buses the illegals in, and then signs them up for welfare. CNN is saying it is racist to say the word illegal. Really, if I try to move to Brazil or Nigeria or Japan, they call me an illegal. What's the point of even having a country and paying taxes if anyone that wants to come here can and is instantly legalized? But the establishment, just in plain view, acts like anyone who isn't brain dead, is an extremist, is out of control. The truth is there's a large subsection of the Hispanic immigrants, that's the majority, out of Latin America, over 80% coming to this country, who were hardcore anti-white, anti-black racist. Now, that's just on record. There's also a large subsection, a large minority of whites and blacks that do not like Hispanics. This is just tribalism. In poor black neighborhoods all over the country, blacks' population is not going up. It's staying the same because more than half the blacks get aborted. They're being pushed out by Hispanic immigrants. So that's where the real clash at a sociological level is going on, when we're talking facts here. My issue with the giant flood of immigrants is not what color their skin is. If we had a giant third world country of black people or white people to our south who called themselves the race and who hated everyone else who was not in the Raza and who literally, and again, I have this clip. I asked you guys a few weeks ago. We can't find it here. Call Steve Mason. Bound knows him well, works with him. I've known him for 15 years, 16 years. That's not true, 19 years. He has all the clips. He need to get him down here right now because he has the Texas Frontline show with the former mayor on his last day in office. Because what's old is new, folks. This is bombshell stuff. Saying that Hispanics are not the master race, are the God race descended from aliens, Gus Garcia. And he said if they didn't legalize all the illegals, he was going to move to Mexico. And last time I heard, I think he did. Now, most people saying all Europeans need to leave and whites are the devil, they're actually trying to move wherever European civilization is at. So, I mean, I'm just telling the truth here about all this, ladies and gentlemen. The only kosher group to act like flaming, out-of-control racist is Hispanics. And most Hispanics are not like that and are wonderful people. But there's a large minority that's bullying everyone. Any Hispanic you talk to, American, will tell you this. You better join the Raza. Kind of like the Klan would bully whites to join the Klan or at least give it tacit approval. And that's all it is. And we have clips of this. Viva la Raza! Go back to Europe! Whites and Mayatas! Crackers and Mayatas! You know, these are the clips that we have. I've done a lot of reports, but we got so many reports, I can't keep track of it all. So Steve Mason needs to be down here 2 weeks ago because he has every clip under the known sun and moon, and he's waiting to bring it all. I mean, the most hardcore stuff. He's got more than Glenn Spencer's got, you know, playing it over the phone line. But we have new clips. It's all coming up. And I'm going to go call him during the break. I'm not mad. I just, some stuff falls to the cracks. We're going to call him. It's going to happen. And you're going to hear the former mayor of Austin a few years ago.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins. And Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part, you do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us on this seventh day of July 2014. We are live. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here for the next 3 hours. We have the best-selling author, James Rickards. He is the best-selling author of Currency Wars. He has a new book out, The Death of Money, The Coming Collapse of the International Monetary System. I couldn't think of a better time to get him on. I've been trying for months. Because right now you're seeing an accelerated move towards the exits all over the world away from the dollar. And I want to explain what that will do as the planet exits the dollar. He also was a witness, as was Max Kaiser, but even more of a witness. Kaiser witnessed it in a sub company and saw the CIA connected companies insider trading the day before and the day of 9/11, and that even came out in German and British papers. Rickards actually saw it happen with the very people doing it. And the information he has that he's willing to disclose here, that he's never disclosed all of it, is the kind of stuff gets you killed. And, you know, I say that about guests sometimes, they end up dead. Like the D.C. Madam and others. I mean, I know what will get you killed. This is bombshell Pulitzer Prize type stuff you're going to be hearing. And I've got gigantic huevos to even bring you this information. And it's beyond that, ladies and gentlemen. I will tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. Because I'm committed to fighting this tyranny because I realize there's no way out but resisting it. Again, I want to thank you all for joining us on this live Monday edition. If the establishment is able to dissolve our border and get away with the detonation phase that they're carrying out right now, just letting the world know if you can get here, you're going to be put on welfare and given a voter ID card and driver's license and will be a protected political class above the law. If the current detonation phase is successful, if they're able to ignite this warehouse of dynamite, all the fireworks you're seeing right now is the fuse burning. If it ignites, the tens of thousands every few days that are pouring in across the country, conservatively, according to the Border Patrol, and being instantly legalized with whatever fake IDs they've got, that's their new identity. It will be a permanent political underclass that can be used and abused and used as a political scapegoat to bring in a total police state. There are so many angles to this, it makes the head spin. If they're able to detonate, like the primer in the back of a 30-06 or 308 cartridge, if the hammer that's dropping right now hits the pin and drives it into that primer, and if it detonates properly and ignites the powder in that shell casing, it will fire a high-velocity rifle round right through the heart at point-blank range of the sovereignty that's left of this ragtag collapsing country. And quite frankly, Obamacare was a 308 shot right to the head. Shutting off the power plants, 308 shot right to the head. It's kind of like Sonny and the Godfather. Were they filling full of 100 holes? That's pretty much what this is. I mean, they just got us up against a wall, just firing right into the country. And the country's bleeding out in front of everybody right now. Making our military serve on average 7 combat tours. Making men with their feet blown off put prosthesis on and order them back into combat. That's like driving a million miles on a pair of tires, knowing they're going to blow up. They have defecated all over our military. They have defecated all over the dollar. The globalists are literally waging total war at the siege economic cultural level. I mean, my God, folks, they teach kids 2 + 2 = 5. They go on MSNBC and say, your kids don't belong to you. CNN has come out, and I have the article right here. The I word is un-American and equivalent to the N word. This is the total hospitality and the cult-like political correctness that the system thinks the public is under, that we can be lectured by an army of Rachel Maddow clones like Sally Cohn to do what no country has ever done before. Not just open your borders. They pay you when you get here. This is national suicide with a bunch of arrogant gang member, mafia manager level Hispanics who feed. I mean, repeatedly, they've caught city council and other people's brothers in Austin, where I live, running literal basements full of slaves. Look it up. It's been in the news. Hispanics that they are just sucking money out of their families once they get them up here as illegals beating them with baseball bats and stuff if they don't pay them more money. I mean, the truth is there's a big gangster El Jefe culture that fits in with the globalist banksters that has been abusing Mexico for 100 years. And so the United States and the average dumb white person who can't find their butt with both hands and who's totally guilty and hates the fact that they're white has no idea what's going on, is being blamed for all the stuff going on in Latin America. And there's a lot of reasons it's so hellish down there when it could be a paradise. But one of the biggest issues is the big mega banks have been down there, and the gunboat diplomacy and the rest of it, keeping a corrupt kleptocracy in charge of all those countries so they were more easily manageable. Nicaragua, El Salvador, Guatemala, Mexico. Not the American people, but the globalist technocrats that are dominating the whole world have been doing to Mexico what they're now getting ready to do to us. So understand, it's not just sitting here saying, oh, Mexico's a bunch of idiots, oh, Mexico's failed, oh, Mexico's bankrupt, oh, my God, how embarrassing it is, you know, if you're from Mexico. We're going to go that same path, folks. Argentina was the richest country in the Western Hemisphere, more than the United States, until about 1920. Look it up. Now they're one of the poorest, because they went under a political system of fraud, and they went the same direction we're going. And the globalists are on record wanting a giant poor underclass. Look, the poor Hispanic underclass pouring in is not going to get free welfare and goodies forever. They're going to be a permanent poor class that is basically kicked around and used and controlled. And that's what the Robert Rodriguez's and the Gus Garcia's, I'm talking about people I know in Austin, Texas. That's who these people are. Big, rich, off the system, fat establishment folks that literally manage the Hispanic market. And they give you a Mexican flag, and they give you some machismo, and they give you some flash with bravada. But at the end of the day, it's all a Ford Foundation declassified CIA program from 1958. I made a film, Battle for the Republic, breaking it down. It's an extra on Endgame. All on record. And I can have sociologists, anthropologists on, like Hamamoto, who is from the Rockefeller Ford Foundation system. He will tell you that. This is not my opinion. It is a fact that they want divide and conquer. It is a fact, as I told you, they get rid of national borders but create super borders and then sub-ethnic states within the old super region, within the old national region. This is about the end of the middle class, the end of a ladder up, the end of prosperity. And again, it is totally illegal on record to bring illegals in, put them on welfare, give them IDs, let them vote, and then if you catch a citizen handing out fake IDs, it's serious federal prison time, because the feds want the monopoly on handing all of this out. And Daniel Estulin, who's Spanish and lived all over the world, 8 years ago in Endgame, breaks it all down from his Bilderberg contacts, saying the plan is to bring the illegals in and break the country up because he has the Bilderberg contact. But we're way past that now. General Petraeus, Nancy Pelosi, all of them admit this is a plan for a North American union where there's a giant underclass fighting with each other over diminishing resources, with the energy prices going up, to implode everything and to use the giant black market Hispanic class as a black market for the elite in the Democratic Party, like they used Akron as a money laundering operation and a child sex trade operation. And you could walk into Akron and say, I have children for the sex slave trade from Mexico. We're here to run them through your operation. And they're like, hell yeah, let's run a black op. I mean, what do you think these people are? Hardcore mafia, ladies and gentlemen. They run criminal operations in the cities. They are exporting the worst of Latin American corruption to take over and to be the functionaries. In the 40s, they brought 36,000, 35,000 Nazis over here to run everything. Now Hamamoto says, and he's worked for the system, that they're bringing in corrupt people from Latin America to man the system. So it won't be Nazis with rocket bases and nuclear weapons. It'll just be just collapse. I mean, this is transplanting Latin American corruption to bring the country down.
A sudden change in the wind. The day grows dark as ominous clouds move in and lightning begins to carve arcs in the sky. And you realize you are not prepared.
I am telling you to take cover.
The number of intense storms is increasing exponentially in the U.S. Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, and droughts are happening with greater magnitude and frequency. If you are choosing to rely on the government to save you,
and no one's coming to help them,
you could be dead wrong. The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48. Visit us online or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Alex Jones here for InfoWars.com. In the month of July, we have got giant specials on everything at MadeIn1776.com. The already discounted Made in 1776 t-shirts are only $17.76. We have the new belt buckles that in only 2 weeks of sale are very close to selling out. There's only 500 of each. We're talking about Made in America belt buckles and nickeled brass. This is more than a summer blowout special. This is a new declaration of independence. But to expand the InfoWar, we're offering the equivalent of more than 5 months free right now when you get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv for a limited time, only $39.95 a year. That's more than 5 months free off the regular price. Not just this July 4th weekend, but the entire month of July at MadeIn1776.com. Moulin Labe, you can take my gun from my cold, dead hands.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Jones here back live. So the new talking point being put out by state-run media and the White House is, be loving. Latin America's a hellish place. And you need to be sweet to all these people that are there. Let them in. Give them driver's license. Let them vote. They're such good people. But we have a clip that Rob Dew found that we're going to play on the show of Governor Brown, back when he was governor the first time, he didn't want Vietnamese immigrants there coming out of Vietnam for political persecution. And why? Because 90%+ of them vote conservative because they've been under the communist boot. Don't want Vietnamese because they look at the demographics. They want Latin Americans who've been taught for 60-something years communism and being anti-American is how you fix things. Every time they have a revolution down there to get out from some, under some fascist right-wing pig who isn't even right-wing, they just call themselves that, some general or some dictator, it's always communism is the answer. So the globalists love that if you read Carol Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope, that was an elite State Department CIA primer that wasn't meant to be republished, that we sell, by the way, 1,100 pages. I've read almost the whole thing. I skipped some parts of it. And he explains, we want fascism, we want communism, we want race-based regimes, religious-based regimes. We do not want stable, truly liberal regimes. So to control that, we've got to pose as liberals and take over the liberal movement. And what do they do all over the Middle East and Africa? You got a stable, secular government? We're going to blow your government up and hire your neighbors to invade or hire Muslims to attack. Look at what they're doing in the Middle East right now, causing a sectarian Shiite-Sunni war. The Al-Qaeda-run ISIS forces are blowing up mosques all over Iraq to get the Shiites in a civil war. They're doing it under orders. If they wanted to win, they would be nice to the Shiites. They're not even Sunnis, ladies and gentlemen. They are globalist run to cause the clash of civilizations, just like the open borders are. I'm not anti-Muslim. I'm anti-globalist, radicalizing them and using Saudi Arabian radicals to destabilize the world. And I'm not against the poor Latin Americans. I look at Latin American children, and I have as much care for them as black children or white children. I try to stop them being aborted. Ask Robert Rodriguez why he doesn't protest Hispanics being aborted if he's such a man of the raza. Or why all these Democratic Party groups want to push Gardasil on Hispanic children. Mark my words, you take that shot, you're not going to have kids. And I said that 10 years ago during the trials, and now it's confirmed it attacks your ovaries. That's because I hate Hispanics, obviously. I don't want them being aborted. See how crazy that is? But what I don't like is a giant army of racist Hispanics being brought up here, literally who don't have third grade educations, with tuberculosis and scabies and cholera. I mean, that's what's coming in, folks. I won't go to Latin America. My mother begs my dad to not go down there on aid missions to some of the worst places in South America because of all the shots and stuff he's got to take that make him sick. I mean, I won't go report from South America because it's that scary unless you go stay in a 5-star hotel and don't leave or stay on the resort. And I don't want to do that. You know how scary Latin America is? You know how scary Africa is? There's a phenomenon of racist American blacks, you know, the type that buy into Al Sharpton and the rest of it, because I've talked to some black professors on and off record, of when they go to Africa, it changes their views real fast. Again, ladies and gentlemen, and the globalists want to collapse North America. They only want civilization in Luxembourg, Switzerland, London, and a few other areas. There it is, Mexico, to give HPV vaccine to all girls in 2012. And they lie and say it's the law, just like here it's not the law. The president just ordered it, like he's a dictator. This is incredible. Makes me sick. We should be trying to get Mexico free. We should be trying to kick out the elites down there. But no, instead the big banks work with them. Let's go to the clip of the, I mean, when you go to Southern California, we've got the videos, you name it, of images of white people's heads cut off, and we're going to kill you, go back to Europe, all the rest of it. And we're going to put together a video showing all this from the past. It's in my film, Battle for the Republic. We should re-air that tonight on the Nightly News after the news ends. But let's go to this clip when we come back from break. Calling for the Raza. Race, 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 race. Imagine whites or blacks if they went out to events and said, race, 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 race. We are the race. And what is the La Raza slogan? For those inside the race, everything. For those outside the race, nothing. That's official. You'll never hear that on CNN because they want to use race to create balkanization and division.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins. And Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part, you do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Search the term Latin American slums or Mexican slums. 35 million people in Mexico City, about a third of them living in giant open sewers. Built out of cardboard boxes. I don't blame them wanting to come up here. The problem is putting them on welfare in places like California that's already bankrupt many times over is only going to sink this country down the tubes. If we had a chance to put a libertarian free market government in Mexico, I would donate time and money to try to help Mexico. I want to build up Africa. That's why I got so upset about the murder of Muammar Gaddafi, because you can say whatever you wanted about him. I've interviewed the journalists, you name it, that have been there all over Africa. He was building up all of Africa. He was taking the oil money of Libya. And he was living almost in a shack himself behind a big wall. I'm not lionizing him. It's just, it's true. And he was building up Africa and putting in water wells and roads and oil wells and building an African union for Africans. And they told him, oh, be buddies with the West, brought him in for 8 years, set him up and killed him. And now it's admitted in the Christian Science Monitor and other publications, major studies, that Libya is 10-plus times worse. In fact, they even quoted it astronomically bad. It is now road warrior, where it was big hotels and giant roads and airports. The globalists do not have anybody's interest at heart. I wish that that I could visit Africa and not be hated in almost every African country as a white man. They just banned in African countries under Mugabe. They just banned whites, period, owning property. Again, a race-based system, because when you get dumbed down, ignorant masses, whether it's in the poor South, people living in shacks, they become members of the Klan because it's all they've got. Or poor people in Southern California who are Hispanic, they become members of La Raza and Mecha. The difference is you don't go to college or you don't get accepted in those communities unless you join it. And it wasn't as radical in the 60s. It's designed by the Pentagon, by the globalists. Look this up. And they have hundreds of TV and radio stations called the Raza or called La Reconquista. Look it up. It means the invasion or the reconquering. And what are you conquering? What? With slums? With drug lords? With sewage running down the streets? I mean, I wouldn't mind being conquered by Switzerland right now. I wouldn't mind being conquered by Luxembourg. I wouldn't mind being conquered by the Ritz-Carlton. I mean, if they were pro-gun, pro-family. I've been conquered by the eugenicist New World Order, and so have you. But waking up to the fact we've been conquered is the beginning of the end of this. And so they want to make sure that Hispanics don't learn English. They want to make the main language Spanish now. First, it was 10 years ago, 15 years ago in Texas and California and Colorado and Arizona and Nevada. Oh, let's just make it bilingual. And then it's, you know what? We're just not going to teach English. And you know what? If you don't speak perfect Spanish, forget working at this car dealership or at this restaurant or at this hotel. And then the Hispanics don't learn the global language, the imperial language of the British Empire that's spoken in every country by the ruling elite is English. You want to advance? Speak English. You want to be successful? Speak English. Is it good to know how to speak German or Chinese or Spanish or Portuguese? Absolutely. Is it good to know how to speak Bedouin or Arabic? I would imagine so. But you got to have one language, English, one language. They don't want you knowing the number one thing they want to work for a multinational corporation or to work in communications or to work across the board is English, 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 English. Hey, Robert Rodriguez knows how to speak English. He got raised by a fluent white family, a well-known architect. Yes, Robert, I know all about you. And not only that we're a listener and your wife's a listener, but that you've joined a radical race cult and that you hate my guts. And I know all about everything else too, Robert. And I just hope you can hold on to your sanity, bud, because you've gone crazy. Now, continuing here, ladies and gentlemen, with all the things that are going when he hosts Obama this week to hike their leg on Texas and freedom and promote the La Reconquista. This is the reality of what's unfolding in this society. And there is a rebranding where Americans are told, you don't have a culture. It's not freedom. It's not guns. It's not John Wayne. That was Manifest Destiny. It certainly wasn't perfect. No, it is gangster drug cartel, the skinny one, Grim Reaper. How do you say that in Spanish? There's the female skinny one and the male skinny one. And then the big drug cartels either join the male Grim Reaper or the female Grim Reaper. I forget how you pronounce it.
Delgado is skinny.
No. I'm not talking about the Day of the Dead. That's another thing, honoring your ancestors. I'm talking about the sociology research I was doing. We had a professor on who's written a book about it, and it's the death cult of Mexico. And they worship the Grim Reaper. You see it on the cars everywhere. The point here, and they worship the drug cartel leaders. I mean, this is the worship of thugs, the worship of a chief, the worship of El Jefe. This is the worship of warlords. This is like a Somali-style government. You wonder why Mexico can't field an Olympic team? You wonder why Mexico acts like the Horn of Africa, acts like Somalia? Because that's what it is now. It's gone from colonialism that was bad enough out of Aztec slavery into colonialism and then into El Jefeism. And then now we're under El Jefeism with Obama, the big chief.
It's Santa Muerte.
Santa Muerte. That's right. That's the female one. So this is what's going on, ladies and gentlemen. And when you get a total culture of death, it's over for your society. It's very scary. Let me read the headlines at DrudgeReport.com. And we also have some of these up on Infowars.com. Border breakdown, deportations of dreamers drops. It was already almost nothing if you can get here and you're a teenager. Now it's ending, and he has big events and big award ceremonies to honor the illegals. Again, to get more of them up here, feds to bring in riot squad against protesters. That's right. And in Dallas, they're announcing in Grand Prairie, don't come out and protest against it. They want to store them. All the major Dallas cities are advertising, come here, we want you. Clash in California, Villa La Raza. We're going to play that clip in a moment. Border Protection Chief. These are not dangerous individuals. No, they're all angels. Perry, Obama either inept or doesn't care. No, he cares. He's doing this on purpose. Some on right push to impeach. Wire, backlash stirs against foreign worker visas. Activist distributes flashlights to crossers. Agent contracts scabies. That's flesh-burrowing mites. 40 infected immigrants. And it just goes on and on and on and on. They're being released into the population with any disease you can imagine, from tuberculosis to you name it. You wonder why we have all these drug-immune diseases now? Militia group heading to the border. 500 released at bus station every day in Texas alone, according to Democratic congressman. That's a total whitewash. Marietta Mayer, feds never contacted us about dumping. We'll just send them to Grand Prairie or Dallas or Fort Worth. They've said bring unlimited. And if a citizen slave there sticks their head up, riot police are standing by, scum. Border Patrol officials under gag order. Now, we broke that weeks ago. Now it's mainstream news. War zone, 11 killed, 60 wounded in Chicagoland over the holiday weekend alone. But you never hear about that in the national news, where they have a total gun ban under the absolute mob boss, the former White House Chief of Staff, Rahm Emanuel, whose brother helped write the Obamacare and admitted on Fox News 6 months ago, the plan is to bankrupt health care with Obamacare. The plan is to bankrupt health care. The plan is to bankrupt the border states. The plan is to bankrupt the power plants. And then that means you. I can't tell you how many yuppies have sent me emails or on the street said, I don't care if they shut down power plants. I don't own one. Idiots. That's where you get the cheap power. Idiots that have electric cars and look down everybody else that has a gas-powered car. I'm not against your electric car, but it takes in the equations more energy and more greenhouse gas to charge your vehicle than it does to have a gasoline or diesel vehicle. Coal is better than natural gas to burn and cleaner. And I love natural gas. People always accuse me of working for oil companies. I haven't seen one nickel from an oil company. I'll tell you, my family's got some gas wells. And they'd be making a lot more money if people were forced on gas, like a lot of these globalists are pushing, because they own gas as well. So I would make money off gasoline getting shut down. But I don't, ladies and gentlemen, because I want to keep the whole economy going. I don't want to be the only person with money and nobody else has got it. And again, it's not that much money anyways. Hell, all over East Texas and areas, it's like most people have a gas well in their backyard. Not much comes out of them, but we've got a few good-sized ones, but they've got them turned off because gas prices are so low. And again, people don't understand energy. They don't understand anything. They just know it's hype. It's fun to say I'm part of the Raza. And then CNN has the nerve. Here's the report. I think we've got the newscast up there as well. Sally Cohn is a progressive activist, read revolutionary overthrow technician, columnist and television commentator. And it goes on. She says that the I word is un-American and equivalent to the N word. Here's the quote from the transcript. Today, most people find the N word and the F word incredibly offensive. Let's hope that most, if not all people, will feel the same way about words illegals and illegal immigrants in the not too distant future. These are people lawlessly trying to break our country, lawlessly trying to bankrupt the nation, saying your children belong to the state. And then the White House resident tranny, according to Joan Rivers, I thought she was a snapping turtle myself, the first lady comes out and says, don't use the word bossy. It has an anti-feminine quality, anti-feminist connotation, as if it does. Or as if it did, so what? It's your free speech. We need to be brash and use words they don't like on purpose so these authoritarian control freaks who think they sit up there and lecture you and tell you what words you can use. Remember what happened last year when the city of Seattle said, do not bring paper brown bags to work because it's offensive to minorities because they're brown. And you go, that's crazy. No one's ever used brown bag in a racial connotation. But so what if they did? It just means a cheap paper bag. This is crazy. But then you understand, they know it's crazy. It's meant to say, we define everything. Don't use brown paper bags. Don't use the word bossy. Don't have a Nerf gun in your backyard with your friends. We'll expel you from school, even though there's no authority to do it. It's the raw, naked, crazy exercise of power. To say, we're going to flood the country with 30 million illegals, legalize them, and let them bring their family members in, and if you don't like it and you don't like paying for it, you're a racist. Excuse me? If you don't turn your guns in, you're in the Ku Klux Klan. Excuse me? The NRA was founded by the North at the end by Christians to arm blacks against the Klan. On record, indisputable fact, and you're saying it's the Klan. And, of course, it's going to stir up a bunch of racist whites as well. Generally low income, who've been competing against immigrant labor, and who've had immigrants do racist things to them. Look, you take the average redneck poor white person, the closest people there to is a redneck Mexican. The Mexicans I know are more redneck than any white person I know. Cowboy trucks, cowboy hats, the exact... Even listen to country music, because that's where the cowboy culture came from, was Spain. It came from Mexico, folks. I don't have anything against those people, but they are taking them and branding them and getting Latin American immigrants that are mainly communist and are not really a Spanish culture, which is European. It's not even Mesoamerican. It's just socialist dictatorships for 70, 80 years. And it goes on and on and on, and they just get up here, and it's a total takeover. Let's play the Hispanic Ku Klux Klan, Mecha La Raza, down there bullhorning in Marietta, California, saying, Viva La Raza, up with the race, up with the race of Hispanics. Here it is. I mean, that is a race-based group. 100%. And that's nothing. I mean, if people are freaked out by this, I literally have hundreds of clips of all this stuff that we're just going to be airing here on the air and doing special reports on. In fact, get a bunch of them queued up for tomorrow. And if we can, for the nightly news tonight, I want to shoot a special report on this that we'll also air tomorrow. With all the different La Raza clips, and again, and the mayor of Austin saying Hispanics are the superior race. I mean, this is out of control. And they take the most poor, dumbed down people who have no future and who literally think white people are out to get him and blacks are out to get him. And I don't understand why on Spanish radio it's acceptable, you know, to call black people blackbirds, which is the N-word in Mexico, mayata. And things are so politically correct, I use that term. It's like I was bad using it. No, it's documentary form. I am detailing what's going on here. The truth is, I know what comes around goes around. I want black people super rich and affluent and powerful and successful, because that's who I want to be around. I want Hispanics to be super powerful, affluent, successful, and amazing. If I like your music or I like your culture, I like you. I don't look at what color you are. And quite frankly, there is an attack on white culture because it's seen as Western civilization to override it by the Democratic Party, by the Southern Poverty Law Center, and other groups. And I, quite frankly, am sick of it. I'm sophisticated enough, being putting up with racism my whole life from blacks and Hispanics, the minority of those that have bought into this, I'm sophisticated enough to not blame all blacks or Hispanics. But most people aren't as sophisticated as I am. And a lot of whites who weren't racist are so sick of being treated badly when they were bleeding hearts that they're bouncing back the other direction, which is what the globalists want, is to create total balkanization division. We are gang-related. We are race-based. We have to have a Bill of Rights Constitution gang. People are gang mentality. Well, how about we join the gang of liberty and freedom and equality?
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
Listen up, all you preppers and survival enthusiasts. Sigma 3 Survival School has a brand new survival instructor training program that will teach you everything you need to know about survival and then license you to teach our survival programs so you can make a substantial profit from it. If you have always wanted to learn to be completely self-reliant and would like to make money at it, then check out Sigma 3 Survival School Survival Instructor Program at survivalschool.us or call 479-561-3886 today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Gain your independence all this month. Emergency Essentials will help you prepare with our biggest Mountain House sale ever. Now through July 31st, save up to 50% on every Mountain House can in stock. Mountain House food is the premier solution for your long-term storage. The freeze-dried lasagna is only $17.49, and the pasta primavera is only $18.49. Call Emergency Essentials right now at 800-999-1863 or go to BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Are you happy doing your laundry with perfume detergents that irritate your skin? Are you happy washing your hands with stinking fragrances that gives your skin rashes? Are you happy paying new, higher prices for smaller boxes? Find your happiness today with our 1 to 4 year supply of Pure soaps, or our 1 to 2 month sampler with bar soap, shampoo, laundry, and dish soap at 5starsoap.com. You deserve the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com.
I'm gonna steal me a silver stallion with not a mark upon his silky hide.
can trust me like a brother.
Teacher, he can trust me like a brother.
And then one day we're going to saddle up.
One day we'll saddle up and ride.
Then we're going to ride.
And we're going to ride.
We're going to ride.
We're going to ride.
Ride like the one-eyed Jack of Diamonds.
Riding like the one-eyed Jack of Diamonds.
With the devil close behind, we're going to ride. Now, I know that you reap what you sow. In this life and the next, my friends. That's why I only put out what I believe to be the absolute truth on air and what I believe empowers humanity across the board. I don't believe in win-lose situations long-term. I believe in win-win. And the advice I'm giving everyone out there, I don't care what color you claim you are or what your religion is or where you came from, that anything the globalists are pushing is bad. And everybody already knows that. Of course, Obamacare was a screw job. Of course, the government's publicly funding Al-Qaeda worldwide to engage in killing up to 300,000 Christians in Syria alone. By the way, those Christians are brown, and they're killing white Christians in Ukraine. The globalists don't like Christians. Now, I don't mean these fake glitterbug Christians at the megachurches up there with their NLP brainwashing, state-run. I'm talking about the real Christians. Why is that happening? You think this government cares about you when they would fund Al-Qaeda taking over Iraq, Syria, Libya, and areas of Egypt, crucifying Christians upside down, blowing up their churches? And you think they really care about brown people from Latin America? They're using them as a weapon. You see, because I'm part of the Raza myself, the human race. And I think the Ku Klux Klan, if I've protested more than 15 times, is disgusting, mainly fed-run, just like La Raza and Mecha is fed-run, except they're Fortune 500 sponsored, and their garbage is force-fed on Hispanic youth across this country. That's despicable. You got all the White House funding secretly to Robert Rodriguez. That'll be coming out soon. To produce all these La Raza TV shows. Yeah, state-run media. We've been working on that investigative report for a while. Obama, the Mexican Mafia, and Robert Rodriguez. Remember who got the script for Machete? They said it wasn't the script. Turned out it was the script. Is there nothing America won't put up with, huh? Is there nothing? Briefly, we need your financial support, ladies and gentlemen. And Super Male Vitality is off the chart. It is the best overall male empowering system out there. Everybody that sees me in person goes, my God, you've lost so much weight. Your muscles are much bigger. You have more energy. What it's done to my skin has just been, I'm getting the same amount of sun I always got. Now I'm like brown. Love it. And the point is that it's the Super Male Vitality and the X2. And I take it morning, noon, and night, three times a day in water. Sometimes straight, but I found it's better with water. And I drink it down morning, noon, and night. It is the elixir, and it funds our operation. You've heard the reviews. Just try it. My goodness, at least you're supporting the tip of the spear in the info war. Just take the challenge. Consult a physician beforehand. It is amazing. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Go to InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com to see all the videos and scientific breakdowns. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Second hour with a special guest coming up.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Alex Jones here for InfoWars.com. In the month of July, we have got giant specials on everything at MadeIn1776.com. The already discounted MadeIn1776 t-shirts are only $17.76. We have the new belt buckles that in only 2 weeks of sale are very close to selling out. There's only 500 of each. We're talking about Made in America belt buckles in nickeled brass. This is more than a summer blowout special. This is a new declaration of independence.
independence, but to expand the InfoWar, we're offering the equivalent of more than 5 months free right now when you get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv for a limited time, only $39.95 a year. That's more than 5 months free off the regular price. Not just this July 4th weekend, but the entire month of July at MadeIn1776.com. Molon Labe, you can take my gun from my cold, dead hands.
Waging war on corruption.